The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors and their guests in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. Dr. Matt Mile from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry is our host. And on today's program, we'll hear the continuation of a visit to the ATP studio from UDM President Dr. Antoine Garibaldi. Now, here's Matt.
What are the stone boats in Copper Country?
Are they haulers? Concrete haulers? Delivered?
It's the way they were built, I think, that is interesting. They're near Calumet.
They're again. Not cement canoes.
No.
Or Led Zeppelins.
Or no. No ideas, huh?
Boats.
I guess I've never heard of these before either. Stone boats in Calumet.
Like
in
tractors?
Copper Country. Nope. They basically were art installations, even though they are working boats, made by the CWA workers when they were bored.
Wow. Hmm. There wasn't a lot to do
up in there. Clearly, they had a lot of free time.
No comment.
Why didn't they go watch ice hockey in the rink?
I know, exactly. The Copper Kings were going for the last 100 years.
Year-round ice hockey.
Oh my gosh, unbelievable. What is the most common mode of transportation in the UP during the winter?
Snowmobile.
Walking.
Skiing.
Snowmobiles rank as number two.
Cross country.
Skating.
No, number one it says cars and trucks, of course.
Trick question! Trick question!
Make the question.
Foul!
But can you guess, if we could do it mathematically, how many miles of snowmobile trails there would be in the entire UP? Just sort of...
Billions?
11,000.
Not billions. Not 11,000. It's just a few thousand. A few thousand miles. That's a lot.
I just picked it out of the air.
Yeah, good chance.
Give it a shot.
What is the midnight run? This gets a lot of press around here every year.
What is it, like a New Year's Eve kind of thing where you go naked through the streets or something like that?
It is not.
Oh, darn.
There is no nakedness, and if there was, there would be
falling out.
Yeah, you'd be freezing your bits off.
Alaska has the Iditarod, and we have the midnight run.
It's a dog sled race?
It's a dog sled race from Marquette to Munising.
It's a qualifying race for the Iditarod.
It is. Oh, okay. All right.
I think. I'm throwing that out there as
it
a question.
It says it's...
Not as a statement of fact.
You got the research.
Yeah. You know, it says 90 miles. And Marilyn comments, after having only been there less than a year, it's also a really good party.
They say when it is?
A dog sled race.
When?
Oh, I'm sorry. It does not say when.
Oh,
but I guess it happens at midnight.
Probably well, it's a good thing it's not naked
all
then.
All winter long.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not naked, too. What kind of rock makes up the cliffs of Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore?
Sandstone, limestone.
Sandstone is what it says here. Yep. It's not igneous.
Sedimentary.
It says it's sandstone.
Volcanic.
And the waterfalls bring compounds that color the rocks, and that's why they're called the Pictured Rocks. Many Scandinavians settled in the UP, and their descendants claim to have a sisu. S-I-S-U. What does this mean?
Isn't that what you like cover your nose with after you like sneeze? I mean,
no.
No, that's a tissue. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
A sauna.
No.
Northern Lights.
Getting closer.
A pet reindeer.
No.
What?
Wait, we do have some reindeer kind of in Michigan.
Like
though.
A magnetic connection to the North Pole?
No.
All right. Your personal Sasquatch.
No. It is just in general determination, bravery, being able of taking action in the face of adversity.
Oh, like, that Viking spirit.
Why would you stay there? Another, you know, sorry. Okay. I got a little too, you know, out there for you guys.
Wow.
Sorry. There are porcupines in the Porcupine Mountains. True or false?
False.
You said false.
There are no porcupines.
I don't think porcupines could survive the winter up there, for sure.
Again, I laugh out loud when I see the URL. PorcupineMountains.com/myths. Has nothing to do with porcupines.
I'm sneaking one up there just to debunk them.
They get their names from the spiky appearance of the trees on the mountain.
Is that why you keep a wolverine in your house?
Gosh.
Disprove the...
Yeah, and all his fingers are missing now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's one that I think we can end strong with, and you guys have done very, very well. At least over 90%.
Are
what?
You kidding?
I don't think so.
Oh, what math are you on?
Yeah, great. Well, what was the category again? Yeah, you're in at least honorary Uper right now.
Mm.
Nice.
What area of the UP inspired Ernest Hemingway as he wrote his Nick Adams stories? It's a classic here.
Mm.
And just to give you guys a hint, is a very, very popular, I wouldn't even call it a microbrew anymore, that a lot of people around here like, that is named after this campground. It has a picture of a fish on the side of it.
Campground.
Mm-hmm. I thought you guys were going to jump all over this.
Yeah, like Oprah Winfrey on a trampoline.
It was called the Two-Hearted River Campground. We have the Two-Hearted beer with the picture of the fish on the side of it because the fish have two hearts. You guys don't know Two-Hearted Ale, huh?
Never heard of it.
We learned something every day. Drink it right out of the brown paper bag.
Oh,
right.
We are so culturally deprived, honestly.
Well, yes, the Two-Hearted River is where Hemingway hung around.
Wow.
All right, we'll go from cold to warm. This is bound to happen, you know? After spending a nice weekend vacationing up north, I couldn't help but at least come up with a few questions for the show. I'll accept the usual 80% is passing and sincerely hope these questions will be challenging as well as sparking all sorts of witty repartee amongst the panelists' warmest wishes from Valencia, California, Frank Burrows.
Mm. Oh,
hey,
Frank.
Hey, Frank.
He's back again.
Yep, he's back again. We are all over the map, so this should definitely get our brains back into sort of yo-yo mode here. According to the Greek myths, who killed the Gorgon, the head Gorgon, we'll say. No pun intended. Chopped off her head. It was Medusa, right? Who did that?
I'm thinking of the Harryhausen movies. I can't
was
remember.
It, yeah, was it, that's a good place to start.
It wasn't Jason from the Argonauts.
Not Jason, no. But the other big hero, Harryhausen.
Sinbad?
Not Sinbad. So the other.
the other one.
Yet another one.
Starts with the letter P. You guys don't know
Prometheus.
Your myths, so. Nope.
No.
It was a human, not a god, correct?
It was a human, and his name was Perseus.
Perseus. Yeah, it's Perseus.
He rode and tamed the Pegasus, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perseus.
In golf, how long can a player search for a ball before it's deemed lost? There's an actual rule about this.
2 minutes.
Not two. That's not
Diane,
what it says here. I trust you.
I find it in 2 minutes.
You're going to Scottsdale, so I feel like I have to follow what you say.
Yeah, but you
15 minutes.
No.
Nope, it's just a little bit more than two. It's five. Wow. Dr. Garibaldi has it. 5 minutes.
Far less interesting than the law in Georgia in the 60s, which actually stated how many years you could continue to vote for dead relatives.
Oh, interesting.
It was three.
Okay.
They
got a few write-in ideas.
Vote on their behalf, you mean?
It was determined that after that point, the issues would have changed so much that you could no longer determine how they would have voted.
Oh, wow. Lord.
That's how they would
okay.
Vote, right?
Is that I'm so,
real? That's
I'm so glad you clarified because from your phraseology, it sounded like I was voting as in to install my dead relatives as a
well, that's.
Oh, I think a few of them were elected.
My wife actually had a report for jury duty this week, and I reminded her that my late grandfather actually was called for jury duty 3 years after he died.
Oh,
so.
Oh my. In what country would one find the Harz Mountains, H-A-R-Z?
Turkey.
It doesn't say Turkey here. It says Europe, but...
Austria.
Close.
Harz.
Switzerland?
Germany?
Closer. Germany is what it says here.
Oh.
Hmm. Yep. What playing card is nicknamed the Curse of Scotland? Oh, with no explanation, someone's got to explain this to me. The Curse of Scotland. I don't play cards that much,
I'm
but
not
I find
Scottish.
This fascinating.
Is it a queen?
It is not.
Is it a face card?
It is not. That's why this is so random.
He gives us enough clues.
Jack of spades.
It says Nine of Diamonds is Curse of Scotland. Wow.
There has to be a story.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Dead,
yeah.
Dead Man's Hand kind of thing.
Mary Queen of Scots is playing cards and loses her head or something. Where would one use a panking pole? What is a panking pole?
This is
that is not
show.
A typo. That is not a typo. Panking pole. I've seen these before. I've actually used a panking pole now that I...
You didn't know they were called that? Is that
I did not know that's what it was called.
I never knew.
To clean the eaves of your gutter?
You know, okay. All right, you're thinking about the uses of a pole. Think more agricultural. It has a little basket at the end with metal fingers sort of looking like this.
To pick apples?
To pick apples, absolutely. Or pears, it says here.
Yeah.
The pole can't tell the difference.
Yeah. Oh, I got that name.
Yeah.
Also good for changing light bulbs in auditoriums.
Exactly.
Yeah, the in-flight magazines always have those advertised. Change light bulb in your cathedral ceiling home.
What was the name of Don Quixote's horse?
I should know this. I can't
believe
it's
been a long time since I thought about this. Starts with the letter R.
Oh, boy.
Not good, guys.
Uh-oh.
Not good.
Dead air is never a good thing for this show.
We can edit that part out, right? Make it sound like we got the wrong answers right away.
We need to go 30 seconds longer, Michael. The name of Don Quixote's horse was Rocinante, is what it says here. Maybe Rose
explains it. But I wouldn't have remembered otherwise.
Remember that from Manon LaMancha when I saw that?
Yeah, see?
Broadway. That's what I was there you go. Too.
What English monarch founded Eton College? I'm assuming they mean the one in Britain.
Was it Henry the VII?
It says the sixth.
The sixth.
But you know, Jim, you're always so close when it comes to that monarch stuff.
No,
I'm
giving
it to
you. We'll give you that.
I'm giving it to you. Who sang the James Bond theme? You live. You only live twice.
It's not Shirley Bassey.
Nope.
Carly Simon.
No.
That was the Spy Who Loved Me, right? Carly Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was
Nobody twice. Does it better.
Not Sheena Easton.
Nope.
No, come on.
Nope.
Hold on.
I could give you a clue. I hope I get this right because this is the area where I'm weak in giving clues. She did the first version of These Boots Are Made for Walking, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra.
Wow. Might as well ask Sean Connery. I mean,
right. Wait, okay, was that also the name of the song then? The movie and the song have the same name? Sometimes
yes,
they don't.
You only live twice.
There you go. What is, the national flower of the country of Australia? Sure.
Eucalyptus blossom.
That makes perfect sense.
That's where I was
going. 99% of your population living within 5 miles of the water? No. It's acacia, is what it says here. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Michigan has a state reptile.
Well,
Australia has a national flower.
And we all know this, but I investigated firsthand because I have a sister who lives in Australia. Great wine country has developed there over the last quarter century.
Oh, right along the coast.
Wonderful wine country.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. There's only one kind of currency you can spend on Easter Island. Do you know what it is?
Bitcoins?
Not Bitcoins.
Big stones with holes in the middle. What does Chile use?
Exactly.
Chilean...
It's a peso. Yeah.
Okay.
Chile's peso is what it says here.
I wasn't sure if it was a dollar or a drachma or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay. Nice. What is the name of the last castle built in England? It seems kind of a random question. It is... Gosh... there's no way for me to figure this out here. So do you know...
It was built by Sir Richard Branson?
No. Do you guys know in Romanian what Dracula is supposed to translate to?
Diane, help it out.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Johnny Mattress.
Castle Mattress.
No.
Darn.
No. Okay, all right, I'll go for the jugular. So since we already had the Rocky Balboa reference, so Rocky IV was the U.S. versus Soviet Union, is that right?
Yeah.
And the name of his opponent was?
Drago.
Drago.
Oh, Drago.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Drago Castle?
Drago Castle is what it says here. Dracula's dragon is the translation.
Where is
translation.
It?
England.
Thank
you.
There's a big sign out front. This is the last castle built. But I just built one the other day with Legos, It seems so random. The second longest river in South America is this tributary.
Oh.
The Amazon. What is it?
Amazon Light?
Amazon Kindle. No. Starts with the letter P.
Why do we have a South American map up there?
I know.
Need one.
Ends with Mexico. It is not spelled this way, but sounds a lot like your classic cartoon fish with teeth that likes to bite
piranha?
You. Piranha? Piranha, yeah, the Piranha River. Who is the Roman god of sleep? The Roman god of sleep,
Morpheus?
Not the Greek. Nope.
Oh, Morpheus.
Somnexia?
Actually, you know what, Roy, I'm giving it to you because it's Somnos. That's what we should have. You pulled it right out of your brain.
There you go.
That's great.
Yes.
That Somnos. That training helps out every day.
Yes. Yeah, Morpheus is dreams, I think. Mm-hmm. Who wrote the musical score for the stage musical Billy Elliot?
Elton John.
Yeah, it was Elton John. Yeah, very
I've
well
done. I've
seen
it. It's good.
That's about the dancing boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't stop?
Right. Something like that.
The Ridlin kid?
Mm-hmm. What ocean liner rescued the majority of the Titanic survivors?
The Carpathia.
The Carpathia. I don't even know why I asked the question.
Jim was on it.
You are Mr. Titanic.
I was going to go with the Lusitania.
Jim regularly opens his window on the third floor and goes, I'm the king of the world.
Right, yeah.
But who rescued the people from the Carpathia? No. They were fine once they got there, according to James Cameron.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, featuring the second half of a visit in the studio with UDM President Dr. Antoine Garibaldi. We thank you for joining us today and invite you to send your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's get back to the show.
What car company was founded by Sir William Lyons in 1922? Sounds pretty British, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Rolls-Royce?
Nope, Royce.
They go back before that.
MG?
Mm-mm. Previously owned by the Ford Motor Company? Jaguar. Yes.
Jaguar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Who has the nickname the Sage of Omaha?
Warren Buffett.
Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett, absolutely. And we know why, too. But we're not going to tell the listeners. What equipment was introduced at Wimbledon for the first time in 1986? I remember this, by the way. It's very, very interesting.
Was it something to do with the lines for the
Cyclops? Not having to do with the lines.
Oh, no.
They had to stop imagining the net. They actually
they had enough money for the net that
year. A dome.
No, it wasn't a dome. I'm gonna give you guys an esoteric reference and hope you can pick up on it. When Fox first started broadcasting sports,
not a glow puck.
We were talking about we can't follow the NHL because we can't see where the puck is. And when tennis got big on TV, they said you need to do something. What was it?
Not a glow ball.
Up to that point, all the balls were green. Then they made them yellow, so that you could follow it on TV.
Oh, wow! Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. 86. Wow. I just remember that being some sort of like shocking innovation. I'm like, it's a different colored ball. Very funny. Who is the patron saint of Germany? I don't know the answer to this one. I mean, I have it here, but
Saint Martin Luther?
Nope.
I was kidding.
No.
German.
Huh. Let's see. Three syllables, starts with the letter B.
Yeah, it's not Clink, Schultz, or any one of those from the heroes.
No.
Saint Benedict?
It's not Benedict. Oh, that was a good guess based on my clue. I can't think. It's just when you learn the saints after having gone to Catholic school for 17 years, you find the ones that have sort of odd names and you gravitate towards them. This is one of them that doesn't help you at all. Let me see. What if I... So your skeleton is made up of...
Bones.
And this is my...
Saint Boniface.
Boniface, yes. Okay,
Saint
there we go.
Boniface.
Yes, the patron of Germany. For the record,
clues we always get. That's how we get over 80%.
He never runs out of clues.
No,
never, never. That's why
some work, most don't. Frank says, "Please let me know when it would be time to send in questions for the regular season."
Now,
because I'm working hard on a new batch already. Thanks, wow, Frank. That's great.
Thank you, Frank.
Yes, anytime would be great. Anytime would be great. Okay, we have another set of questions here. I hope these questions make it in time for your summertime recording session. They already have. They're not many, but I tried to come up with a topic that might prove fun and challenging. What's more fun and challenging than games? Please enjoy my 10 questions as much as I had in compiling them. I'll leave it to Professor Mao to determine the passing grade, which will be whatever we get. Sincerely, Amy Dixon. Amy Dixon of Port Angeles, Washington. She's the one, if you remember, who has to be ferried into work every day, and she spends her time on the ferry writing us questions.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Amy.
So, yes, going over, if I remember correctly, to Canada to work in Vancouver, something like that.
So people use this show just to fill interminable rides.
Truly boring lives.
Frankly, we could just go outside and carve some stone boats with our spare time. These people
inside
write questions.
This or do popsicle stick furniture. I mean,
how many checkers do you start off with, or items do you start off with in backgammon? That's a good question.
Let's see.
I haven't played that game in forever.
I've never played.
So checkers or otherwise, whatever the marker.
Pieces,
is it 18?
It's not 18, but you're close. A little 16. Lower.
16.
It says 15.
Okay.
Error says 16 will fly. Yes, 15 pieces. If you asked me to play that right now, I could not do it. I would need a total reboot. On
I just remember as a little kid going, hey, I get to go up on the bar. That was a big thing.
The name Jenga is derived from what language?
I'm guessing Hindu. It sounds African to me.
It is
say
African.
Swahili?
Swahili, absolutely. Okay. It means to build, and that makes sense with the game.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's far better than my guess of Klingon. But
if you're ever lucky enough to be at the Tigers game a couple hours early, like my kids forced me to see batting practice, they have the like human-sized Jenga game that you can play. It's very hard to put the thing on top. They always want to play, but they can't even lift the pieces.
Oh, for a moment, I thought they actually used humans.
Oh, wow. Stacking up the humans. What board game features characters such as Queen Frostine and Grandma Nut?
Candyland.
Candyland, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You knew that one, Jason.
Wow.
I've got a niece and nephew. Okay. They used to be little.
And they used to play Candyland.
Yep.
Name eight. Eight. And please, let's take this carefully here. Eight of the 10 rooms in the game Clue.
The ballroom.
Library.
The ballroom. Study. Conservatory.
Conservatory, did you just say that?
Yeah, conservatory.
Okay. I have ballroom, conservatory, kitchen. Library, study, kitchen.
Library.
Come on. I knew you guys were going to do this to me. The hall, yep. Mm-hmm.
Is there a kitchen?
Kitchen.
How many have we got
He's
so
got
far?
Kitchen.
You have six. Hmm. Kitchen, ballroom, conservatory, library, hall, study.
Bedroom?
There's no bedroom.
What?
Is there an attic?
There's no attic.
Hmm.
Original clue here.
Basement?
No basement, but I'll give it to you. The cellar is technically the place where you put the cards on the board.
Okay.
We need one more. Surprised you guys haven't said this one.
Billiard room.
The billiard room.
Nice. Way to go, Dave.
You were missing the dining room. Maybe one of you said it. I'm sorry if I missed it. In the lounge.
What? No bathroom?
No bathroom. No bathroom, no bedroom.
Was a Mike Brady designed house here? What's going on?
What TV celebrity had his likeness in the center of the money used for the game of life?
Oh, crumbs. I could see his face.
Not anymore, for the record, but back in the day, yes. He always came.
Was he a game show host, a pretty common game show host?
No, he wasn't a game show host. He was like, he did like Publisher's Clearing House. He was on the catalogs. Okay, so each individual piece
early.
Of a chain is called a...
Link.
Art Linkletter. Thank you.
Nice. Art Linkletter, yes, that's who it was. Didn't he like advertise Publishers Clearing House or something?
I don't
like
know.
Did he sell so, like Colonial Life Insurance?
A lot of retirement related things, yes.
Okay, let's see. How many total rounds of dice are thrown for a game of Yahtzee?
Ooh, I just played that too.
Three?
No.
It's quite a bit
you
more.
Gotta do the top six.
Doubles.
You gotta do the six, three of a kind, four of a kind, full house. Hold on, somebody help me with math here.
Taking a sip.
Okay.
Is there a flush?
Okay, there's a flush. Three of a kind, four of a kind, flush, a Yahtzee, a chance, and a big straight and a small straight. So how many is that?
Nine. I'm sorry, the question did not say name them all. It said it says here it's 13.
13.
Total. I mean you were close. You were close.
Because when you get a pass.
Yeah, that's the chance one. Yeah.
What game was invented by Robert Angel and Gary Everson in 1985? I wouldn't have guessed 1985 by a long shot.
1985.
Trivial Pursuit?
It's not Trivial Pursuit. It is a, what do they call it? A portmanteau where you take two words and put them together. The first word is when you draw pictures.
Pictionary.
Okay. Yes, and the second word is dictionary. So there you go.
Dave's favorite game.
I'm banned from it.
Why? Because you draw too well?
Yeah, my in-laws won't let me play with them.
Well, so you draw like the five dots and they know it's
cornstarch. He's a professional artist.
I fail to understand why, unless people have played together a lot and know each other. I remember being in a game of Pictionary years ago, and somebody drew a line on the left side, a line on the right side, and a stick figure plane in the middle. And immediately, the other person guessed, Charles Lindbergh.
Like, what?
What the heck? Huh? What, are you psychic? The one thing that I never understood was watching that win, lose, or draw. Like,
it's the same thing.
The more you circle it, doesn't help. The more times you tap the marker on the board, doesn't help. why don't they just draw more?
This is the joke that I was making with Dave, because on The Simpsons, when the neighborhood couples get together, there's one couple that's so good at Pictionary that she drew like five dots, and the guy goes, cornstarch?
Yeah,
that's exactly what it was, without even having to.
You see Sheldon attempt to play Pictionary.
Oh my God.
I think I've heard about this. What game, board game, was originally called La Conquête du Monde?
Battleship?
Not Battleship, but you're thinking belligerently, Stratego. Which is good.
Conquest of the World.
Still there.
Risk?
Risk. Conquest of the
World. Stratego was my favorite, though. Oh, yep. I always loved Stratego.
Yeah. Yep. Letting little kids know how to spell Kamchatka since 1953.
Yes. Crossed from
Alaska. The name of the patient in operation is, and he has a name.
Dead Louis.
Fred.
Not Dead Louis. His eyes are still open. He seems to be alive at the beginning of the game.
Electrocuted Eddie.
I mean, you're getting into the right groove. Let's see. Who do we know around here that has the same kind of name? Because it's a nickname.
Lucky?
Well,
Sam the Butcher.
If you get a hole, Sam actually is part of the name.
Oh, wow.
But the other part is, so when you get a hole in the enamel of your tooth, we call it a
cavity.
So Cavity Sam.
Cavity Sam.
What a horrible
name. Oh, that's a terrible name.
Horrible name.
Named him that.
Oh,
who comes up with this?
Without the little bits in there, he looks like he's got giant chunks.
Cavity Sam.
Poor Sam.
Poor Sam.
Did you see the episode of Big Bang Theory where they're preparing for their trip to the Arctic by going in the freezer at the Cheesecake Factory with their gloves on, and they have to be able to handle delicate stuff, right, in the cold. So Howard has operation. He's trying to do operation.
With the gloves on. That's hardcore training.
He became Dead Louie.
Last question. Thanks again, Amy, for sending these. These were really good. The theme questions work well when we got a nice chunk of them and they all fit together. In the original Genius edition, which almost everybody called it Genius edition of Trivial Pursuit, what were the original six categories?
Sports.
Entertainment was one. Sports and?
Leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
History.
History.
Science.
And?
Technology.
Nope.
Science.
The thing that's all around us that's on the planet.
The environment.
No.
Dirt.
Air. Science and nature.
Nature.
Okay. And last but not least, this is an example of
geography.
What wonderful timing. What wonderful, wonderful timing. We thank you very much, Dr. Garibaldi, for joining us on the show.
Yes, thank you.
It's been a lot of fun. But I'm afraid it's time for us to say goodbye, so I'm going to go to every professor, starting with Dave, and say it's time to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Hokett.
Go Tigers.
Professor Finkenbein.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Roach.
Chow.
Dr. Garibaldi.
Go Tigers.
All right. Mm-hmm. And Professor Manica.
Bye-bye.
Email your questions to ATP at udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.